Radio, like you've never seen it before. The listeners of the Nolan program get their own TV show.
There's a lot of people out there that's on benefits, that's trying to get a job.
It all kicks off tonight at 10:35.
Phones are going boogaloo about this already this morning.
You've heard them.
No, there's a time and a place for willies.
Now you can see them.
It's 40 pence a day. You shouldn't have to be forced to do it.
People who sit on benefits have no interest in working.
Radio Face, a new series on BBC One Northern Ireland.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Hold on, Omri. This f*** is trying to say something.
Set your face to stunned.
And you see all these wasters.
Their dog's found outside my house. I put it in his pocket and tell him to take it home with him.
Even more stunned than that.
I don't think people should have to toll.
Radio Face.
I couldn't believe how lazy and how dirty they were.
That would do me the world of good. I would be smiling from morning to night.
Tonight, BBC One at 10:35.
Yes, there you have it. What a collection of voices tonight. Well, a familiar voice, Stephen, is with us this morning. Stephen, it sounds as if it's going to be a pretty lively programme this evening. Was this all your idea, or was it Vinny's, as he's been suggesting this morning?
I tell you what, I'm worried when I hear that trail. I'm actually worried.
Why?
Can you believe that this has actually got on the TV, Vinny? Can you believe it?
I think, to be honest, it sounds deeply inappropriate. It's gone too far, and you've got to just completely lost the run of yourself. Mm. I think that tonight, if you're watching this on BBC One, if you've got a heart condition, then perhaps you should stick with UTV.
Mm-hmm. Explain what it is, Stephen.
It's only the edgiest stuff that we've done. So for many years now, I thought, look, you know, and I mean this, that the charisma and the personality of a lot of the callers to the Nolan Show is special. And we know that. You know, we know these characters, Norman and Banger, Mervyn Hollywood, the type of people that listen to us, that phone into us, that make the Nolan Show the biggest show in the country. I thought for years that they're special. And somebody clicked with me a while ago, because we've been making this telly show for about a year now. Click on me. Let's give them their own TV show. Let's not just hear them. Let's actually give them their own show and make them the stars of the show. Mm-hmm. Now, did I think that they would be as full-on as they are in this show tonight? No. And they're full-on, but with a capital. What are they doing? They get absolutely stuck into me, don't they? You've just seen this.
They do. I just... Do you not think, though, to be fair, Stephen, that you're on TV enough, and this is perhaps, you know, is this your swan song? Is this the beginning of the end for you?
I seriously think this is one of the best shows I've made.
And you say that. No, hold on. You say that about everything. And do you notice, Enda, that he didn't actually answer your question about whose idea this was? Mm-hmm. Didn't answer
this
that.
Was my idea.
Yeah, well, and who gave it that quite catchy title of Radio Face?
There's a wee bit of an argument in the office and about who came up with the title for it. But here's the crack, and seriously, Edna, there are going to be some people, so let's just get rid of this now, there are going to be some people who are saying, oh, that's quite cheap TV, not this, not that. Do you know what it is? Mm-hmm. It's the ordinary, decent people who make the show what it is that are giving their own TV show. And people are going to slag it off. Yeah. I actually don't care. I love it.
And how did you decide?
I love them. I can't wait to be.
How did you decide, Stephen, who to leave in and who to leave out?
Well, the beauty of this show is that it can run and run, because I think we have about eight. Robert, the taxi driver, you know, Robert who phones in, he's on the show too. But we have so many characters that we could add to the show when we get to about series 10. In 5 or 6 years, time if you see Commissioner falling off her seat now. But seriously, have a watch at this tonight. I stayed up to 1 o'clock in the morning, by the way. I'm in San Francisco tonight to talk to you.
Yeah, it's awful nice of him, Amanda. He stayed up to 1 in the morning to plug something else that he's doing, that he's making. Well, that's very kind
of
you.
What a soldier.
I know. Yeah, he'd be getting a knighthood next. What should they expect tonight? Because I've watched this first episode and there's nudity.
Hmm. There is. He has blobbed.
No, not blobbed. Blurred.
Blobbed one.
Tell me,
there's nudity, there's bad language, mm-hmm. and there's Stephen. Neither of which comes from him, I should say.
Well, actually, what there is, there's people being themselves, and I think when you're doing a radio show, you can get the audience to be themselves. When you've got there on the telly, it's even more difficult for people to be themselves.
But
we tried a number of different ways with this format to get it to work, and actually, when you see it, you'll see what I mean. But when the people in their living rooms, in their cars, wherever, right, particularly in their living rooms, when they listen to the radio as they genuinely do, and when they were talking to me as they genuinely do, in other words, they're two characters that are going to be absolute huge stars in Northern Ireland, right? And their names are Marie and Anne-Marie. They are special, let's put it like that. And when they have the phone to their ear talking to me down the phone, as they're used to doing, they kind of forgot the cameras were there, and that's where you start to get raw television. I just can't wait for you all to see it. I really genuinely am excited.
And
the last time I felt about this, about a telly show, was Nolan Lie. And Nolan Lie is now into something like it's, I don't know what it is, 12 series, it's going for 8-9 years. That's the last time I felt it, dude.
And ask him again if he cut anyone or any people or any grips from the programme.
That's what I want to know. Will there be some people tonight, loyal followers of yours, disappointed, Stephen?
Maybe followers is the wrong description. Maybe people that work with him and that make him look good and sound good.
Yes. What are you talking about?
Your team.
I'll tell you what it is, Ender. He's going to pretend he doesn't know what we're talking about. He cut the entire team out of the programme. So there you go. You get a couple of shots of Gareth's head from the back and that's it.
Is that true?
That's true. The Nolan production team didn't quite make the grade. Let's look at that. They were in the first cut, but they didn't quite make the grade. And Vinny has really taken exception to it. Mm-hmm. It's on at 10:35 tonight.
GTV Live, though, if you want to switch over.
What I'm going to do, frankly, tell you what the weather tonight. Chiefs will do that.
Say again. Sorry, Gareth is yammering my ear. He's slabbering away here. What did you say?
What I'd be doing tonight is that because of the time difference, there's no more time difference between America and you guys.
It's a hard life.
So I'm going to stay up late tonight. I want you all to tweet me as you're watching this. 10:35 BBC One. Tweet me at Stephen Nolan or at Radio Face and tell me what you think of this programme tonight. Really about that. Do you think there's going to be a row tomorrow with the radio with this thing?
I think there might be. I think, well, it's the Nolan show. You know, it's what we do. I'm looking forward to it. It is good. It is good. We might have to get you on tomorrow. We might have to get you on tomorrow to defend it, Stephen. Mm-hmm.
Has he given you a sticky face?
No, he hasn't actually. I've heard all the discussion in the room up the stairs about it, but as yet nobody has provided the tape for me to go and have a look at it. But I'm looking forward to it tonight and perhaps tomorrow morning again if there is a bit of debate online about it, if there is a bit of discussion, a bit of anger about it perhaps, because as you say, some people might be accusing us of shining the light on people in their private lives and have a bit of sort of, I don't know how this, what's that?
I thought you were going to say something else when you said
yes,
private.
Yes, absolutely,
what?
Yes.
No, it's not that kind of thing. It's just quite controversial. But to be honest, if you like Stephen, I don't think you'll be that surprised because he doesn't, you know, it's not like watching something prim and proper when you watch Stephen. You know, it's raw and gritty.
It's rough and edgy then.
The thing seriously also with this series is, and I think this really comes to a head in episode 2 or 3, I can't remember now, but it's one of them. They give me a really hard time. And I think that, again, that's reflective of what the Nolan shows are. And when these listeners still start getting stuck into me, raw form, uncensored. Like, there's some of the stuff I wasn't too sure if I wanted to be broadcast, but I kind of thought, you know what? If we're letting them all banter each other and get stuck into the politicians and do that, then they've got to do that with me too. So there are a couple of hairy moments in this for me too.
They blur some of that out though, don't worry.
Absolutely. Well, there's somebody shouting in my ear right now, Stephen, get this man off, which is quite novel and I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Are you enjoying your holidays before we leave you? You're in San Francisco this morning. Been to Alcatraz?
Well, I went to Alcatraz about 8 hours ago. It was absolutely amazing. I couldn't believe the size of the cells that they put the gangsters into. I wouldn't even have fitted in the one of them. Unbelievable. Alcatraz is special, really, really special. And then I'm heading down to Santa Monica in a couple of days' time if I still have a job on the BBC after this programme's broadcast tonight. 10:35, BBC One. Don't miss it.
We may indeed be talking to you once more again tomorrow morning. Stephen, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for that. Enjoy what's left of your holidays. 10:35, as Stephen said there, on BBC One tonight.